You know, you all heard Jen's story this morning, right? Jen Palmer, how she came to Christ. Her story is not just one story. Her story is everywhere in this world happening things like that. People have lived maybe a so-called religious life, Christian life. Even they call themselves Christian. They are brought up in Christian home. They are brought up in Christian surrounding, and they think they are doing well with God. And then until they realize that how far they are from God, how far they are from what God has called them to. Jane is just one of the multitudes of people who is realizing what God has really called them for, what God requires us to do, what it really means to be a Christian, what it really means to live in purity, what it really means to live a Christian life. Now, we were singing that song, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, that saved me from my sin. You know, many people, I mean, all over the world, this song is all over the world, everywhere people, even in my language, my mother tongue, Bengali, we have that translated. People sing that song countless of times without understanding what the true meaning is. That God's grace is amazing and God calls us to accept that grace so we can be saved from our sins. A.G. Wells, famous historian and philosopher, said at age 61, I have no peace. All life is at the end of the tether. The poet Byron said, my days are in yellow leaf. The flowers and fruits of life are gone. The worm and the canker and the grief are mine alone. I'll read that again. My days are in yellow leaf, the flowers and fruits of life are gone. The worm and the canker and the grief are mine alone. The literary genius, I think it's Thoreau, said, most men live lives of quiet desperation. Most men live lives of quiet desperation. Are we living a life of quiet desperation? Are you and I one of those people, those who think that, you know, we are all right, we are okay. But at some point of our lives, we realize, like poet Byron, my days are in yellow leaf. The flowers and fruits of life are gone. The worm and the canker and the grief are mine alone. Or are we like A.G. Wells saying, I have no peace, all life is at the end of the tether? You know, God has called us, all of us, God has called each man and woman for a reason. He has called us, God's call, when He said that, you know, I'm sending my Son to this world. This is the reason He sent His Son, according to John 3:16. So that no one should perish, but have everlasting life. So that no one should die, not that doesn't mean that we wouldn't die physically, but that means that no one should die spiritually. The spiritual being that God has created us to be, that no one should die, the spiritual being that we are. Rather, we all should have eternal life. That's the call that God has placed in our lives. Now this morning, I want to take you through five things that God has called us out from and five things that God has called us into. Five things that God has called us out from and five things that God has called us into. The first of them that God has called us out from is He has called us from labor to rest. God has called us from labor to rest. Now, when I say from labor to rest, what kind of labor am I talking about? Yes, Jason.
Working for your own salvation.
That's a great point there. Working for your own salvation. Millions of people, the country that I come from, I'm originally from India. Millions of people in that country believe that they can work unto their salvation. That their work, their good deeds and bad deeds define where they will end up. Whether they will get salvation, nirvana. God has called us from labor to rest. He has called us out of the labor of sin to the resting place of righteousness that is only achievable through Christ. The psalmist in Psalm chapter 38 verse 4 says, "My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear." My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. I can assure you, millions and billions of people walking over this planet Earth are feeling the same way. This is not something that was written 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago. Not something that only happened to that man who wrote that sentence. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. I can assure you, there are millions of people feeling that way. I can assure you that I, at some point of my life, felt the same way. My guilt has overwhelmed me. It's too heavy to bear. And when you feel that way, when you feel that your guilt, your sin, has overwhelmed you, and it is too heavy to bear, Jesus Christ comes out and says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. When in your life you feel heavy laden, you feel you are overwhelmed, you feel burdened, you feel restless, you feel you are laboring in vain, you are laboring in vain in your sin, Jesus Christ comes out and tells me and you, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Are you laboring in your sin? Do you want the rest of righteousness? Do you want the resting place of righteousness? God has called us from labor to rest. Jesus Christ says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." The second call, second thing that God has called us out from and God has called us to is He has called us from death to life. Jesus has called us from death to life. In John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3 verse 14, 1 John chapter 3 verse 14, it says, "We know that we have passed from death to life, because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death." Notice that first part. It says, "We know that we have passed from death to life." Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Bible tells us, you know, if you're laboring in your sin, Bible tells us in the book of Romans that the wages of sin is death. If you are laboring in your sin, the wages of sin, payment, right? Weekly paycheck, your lively paycheck is death. The wages of sin is death. But when we come to Christ, in response to His call, He has called us from labor to rest. He has called us from death to life. When we respond to Christ, when we respond to His call to come to life, When he says, I am the way and the truth and the life, no one comes to the Father except through me. When we respond to that call, Jesus, God, takes us from death to life. Jesus takes us from death to life. We are called, God has called us from death to life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible tells us, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Are you living in the rest that God has provided for you? Are you living in the life that God has called you to? Have you accepted His call to live in the rest of righteousness, to live in the life, in abundant life, new life that God has offered you, or are you still choosing to live in that place of laboring and toiling and achieving none? Are you still death-bound? The third call that God has placed in our life, that He has called us out from and God has called us to, is He has called us from bondage to liberty, from slavery to freedom. He has called us from bondage to liberty. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, Paul says, you, my brothers, were called to be free. And that's the crux of the gospel message, that Jesus Christ came into this world to free us. To free us from the labor and slavery of sin, labor and slavery of Satan, labor and slavery of this world. He came so we may be free. You, my brothers, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. You, my brothers, were called to be free. God calls us from bondage to freedom. From bondage to liberty. The new life that 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17 talks about, that therefore if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. The new creation that the Bible talks about, that new life in Christ liberates us from the bondage of sin, Satan, and the world. You know, Jane Palmer's story that we heard, she experienced that freedom. She experienced that freedom from sin, Satan, and the temptation of this world. When Christ comes in our lives, when we accept Christ in our lives, He liberates us from the bondage of sin. He liberates us from the bondage of Satan, from the bondage of this world. So we are called from labor to rest, from death to life, from bondage to liberty. Are you walking in God's rest? Are you walking in His life? Are you walking in His liberty that He has offered you? The fourth call, fourth thing that God has called us out from and He has called us into, is that He has called us out of darkness and into the light. He has called us out of darkness into light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. That you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. You know, I always, you know, you probably, most of you have heard my testimony of how God saved my parents' lives and my life. But it's such a story that I cannot ever stop reiterating it. It's such a story that I can never stop talking about it.
Amen.
God, yes, amen to that. God called us, and you know, when I was going through, when I was preparing for this sermon, when I came to that part, when I looked into 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, and he has called us out of darkness to light, and it is a literal fact. It's literal that God did that in my life. The day that my parents decided that they will commit suicide, killing not only themselves, but killing me and my younger sister, because they didn't want to leave us behind on the mercy of others, did not want to leave us behind as an orphan. The night that they decided that, you know, darkness should engulf us, death should engulf us, commit suicide, that's the night Jesus called my parents out of the darkness into the light. Yes, they were like Thoreau said, that most men live lives of quiet desperation. Yes, they were living, my parents were living a life of quiet desperation at that moment. And in that desperation, they decided to end their lives. But God chose the other way. God chose to bring light in that dark situation. And that's why when we come to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, and it says that, you know, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. And that should be the story of each and every one. Not just Jen's story, not just Ahin's story, but that is the story of each and everyone who comes to Christ. Because Christ calls us out from the darkness of this world, from the reign of the evil into his wonderful light. Jesus calls us from out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Jesus says in John chapter 8, verse 12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. How wonderful that is. How wonderful that is. I am, Jesus saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. Wow. Have you heard that from anyone? Any political leader? Any religious leader? any leader that has led any man, you know, any amount, any number of men and women in anything? I haven't heard that from 33 billions of gods and goddesses of the country that I come from. I have never read that anywhere else. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Are you walking in darkness? Do you need someone to tell you, I am the light of the world? Whoever walks in me will never walk in darkness. God has called us from labor to rest. God has called us from death to life. God has called us from bondage, slavery, to liberty, to freedom. And God has called us out of the darkness into his marvelous, wonderful light. What are you doing with your life? Are you living a life of quiet desperation? Are you saying, my days are in yellow leaf, the flowers and fruits of life are gone, the worm and the canker and the grief are mine alone? Are you saying, I have no peace, all life is at the end of the tether? Is that what you're saying, sitting there? Is that what the world, I know the world is saying that. A lot of the people, those who do not know Christ, that's what they are doing right now. But it is our responsibility, it is our, as Christians, our responsibility to take these calls that God has called all men into out there. And if you, any of you sitting here, if you haven't done that, if you haven't responded to God's call, and if you have been saying all those things that those famous people like H.G. Wells, poet Lord Byron, and the literary genius Thoreau said, if you are like one of them or repeating their words in your mind, in your heart, or maybe out loud, it's your time now. Now is the time to respond to the call of God. Finally, number five, that God has called us to. And I had said initially that God has called us from, God has called us out from, and God has called us into. The fifth thing, that God has called us to the fellowship of His Son. He has called us out from the fellowship of this world to the fellowship of His Son. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, God who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful. God who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful. God has called us in fellowship, into the fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ. You know, that's why, that's the reason I started with John chapter 3, verse 16. It says, come, John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His begotten, His only Son, His one and only Son, so whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the promise. That's the outcome of the call that God has placed in our lives. God has called us from the labor of sin to the rest of righteousness. He has called us from death in sin to life in righteousness. He has called us from the bondage of sin to liberty in His Son, in righteousness. He has called us out of the darkness of this sinful world into the light of His marvelous world. And God has called us into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ. Jen's story and Ahin's story can be yours. It can be anyone's, he who comes to Christ, responds to that promise, responds to that proclamation. That's a proclamation. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. It's like, you know, in the olden days when the king would come and there would be a herald who would come and proclaim that the king is coming, proclaim how great He is, how wonderful He is. That's what it is. It's a proclamation. God proclaims that I have given a gift to you. I have called you to rest. I have called you to life, called you to liberty, called you into light of marvelous, my wonderful and marvelous light. And I have called you to the fellowship of my one and only Son. Are you going to respond to that proclamation? Are you going to respond to that call of God? You know, like I said in the beginning, that many people for their entire life, they live a lie believing that they are Christians when they are not living as Christians. To live as Christians means presence of something and absence of something also. You cannot have best of two worlds and claim yourselves as Christian. You and I cannot have best of both worlds and claim to be Christians. If it is God who is present in your life, the world must be absent. A Christian life is presence of God and absence of this world. So if you want to live as a Christian, if you want to respond to God's call into light, life, liberty, and light, and into His fellowship, into the fellowship of His Son, now is the time to respond to that call. I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to ask everyone to close your eyes. Just bow your head. And if you want to respond to God's call today, God's call to salvation, all you have to do is give your life to Christ and then live according to His word. In the bulletin in front of you, you will find what you need to do to receive Christ. But if someone of you say, I have accepted Christ, I have received Christ, but many times it has been hard for me, or sometimes it has been hard for me to completely follow Him, follow His call, I just want you to recommit your life to Christ, to follow His call. His call to rest in righteousness. His call to life. His call to liberty. And His call to light. And His call to fellowship with His Son. Father, this morning we come before You and we just bow our heads, close our eyes, Lord, and we just pray. Lord, I pray that if there is anyone here that hasn't accepted You as their personal Lord and Savior, if they haven't really completely followed You, if the world has been still present in their lives, I pray that they will come to You right now and pray this prayer. Lord, I give my life completely to You. And I ask You, Lord, to take away the world from me and fill me. Take away that death, the darkness, the sin in my life. And fill me with Your life, with Your light, with Your love, with Your rest. And I pray, Lord God, that if anyone here, Lord God, is saying in their heart, I have responded to God's call, but sometimes it's just hard for me to follow through. I pray, Lord God, that they will pray this prayer. Lord, I recommit myself to follow Your call the rest of my life on this earth. Only through Your strength I can do this. So help me, God, to follow Your call. Jesus, I thank You, Lord God, for being our Savior, for being our Master. And thank You, Lord God, that You came down to this earth and died on the cross so we may have life eternal, fullness of life. That all of our stories can be a wonderful story of how God brought us from the darkness to light. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.